SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, more debate on Labour's workplace relation bill as the clock winds down on Parliament for the year. Rescuers find another body in the aftermath of an Italian landslide. And in tennis, Canada frustrates Australia's hunt for Davis Cup glory. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julien Huyer. Hundreds of students at a Chinese prestigious university have gathered to protest against COVID lockdown measures. Students gathered outside the Chengyuan Dining Hall, holding white papers, chanting slogans, and protesting against zero COVID rules. The protesters were heard chanting, "We want democratic rule of law and freedom of speech," in a rare, widespread outpouring of public dissent that has gone viral on social media. Widespread in-person protests are rare in China, where room for dissent has been all but eliminated under President Xi Jinping, forcing citizens mostly to vent on social media. Search teams have pulled the body of a young girl from her family home as they dig through mud for a second day in the search for people still missing after an enormous landslide on the Italian resort island of Ischia. Emergency services are using helicopters to reach areas affected by the landslide and sniffer dogs to search through wrecked homes as rescue efforts continue. Authorities in Naples say around 100 people living close to the landslide area have been evacuated. Local government officials say at least one person has died and 10 were still missing on the island off the coast of Naples. Debate is expected to continue today on the government's key industrial relations legislation as Labour looks to get it passed before Christmas. Time is running out to pass the legislation, with the Senate sitting for the last week of the year this week. Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke says support has already been secured from crossbencher David Pocock, with an agreement that will see the government set up an independent body to review the adequacy of social support payments before every federal budget. Mr. Burke says the bill will go some way to addressing the gender pay gap by lifting wages.
We have legislation where every section of the bill is still there. There are amendments which improve it in various ways, but the bottom line is there will be a pathway now for wages to get moving again in Australia. It'll be a deliberate design feature of how we manage things.
A new report has confirmed the National Disability Service is struggling with worker shortages. The State of the Disability Sector Survey 2022 says uncertainty in the sector is being magnified by too few workers, too much red tape, and wider fears about the state of the economy. It predicts there will be an increasing number of providers posting financial losses. Advocates say that the sector will have problems providing services to people living with a disability if no action is taken. Contenders for the Victorian Liberal leadership are yet to publicly throw their hat into the ring after Matthew Guy announced he would be stepping down. Mr. Guy issued a statement confirming he would not continue as party leader after the Liberals experienced a second crushing election defeat on Saturday. It is the second time Mr. Guy has led the party after initially resigning as opposition leader following the coalition's 2018 defeat before returning to the post in September 2021 by toppling Michael O'Brien. Mr. O'Brien was dumped after struggling to land a blow on Labour over its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. And to sport, in tennis, Australia's dream of winning the Davis Cup after nearly two decades has been destroyed by Canada. Australian Thanasi Kokkinakis was defeated by Denis Shapovalov before Alex de Minaur lost the second match of the tie. Canada has now lifted the Men's World Cup of Tennis for the first time in the competition's 122-year history. Here's the commentary of the winning moments, courtesy of beIN Sports.
That's a point that'll be replayed time and time again in coming years as Canada break new ground in the Davis Cup.
President of the International Tennis Federation.
Oh, Canada brings out
22 world champion.
As Team Canada are Davis Cup by Rakuten world champions for the very first time.
Australia's frustrating 90-year wait for a 29th Davis Cup title continues. I am Julien Heuillet. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.